ball. Here it is.
Tune into Matt Singer on Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
Mike shopped for the lowest mortgage rate and chose AmeriSave. A choice he'll never regret. Unlike using Perm Plus, a shampoo which attracts cats. Plus, and lots of cats. Visit AmeriSave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings.
Trifle crust is back a little thinner.
Young people love it so much they bought it back. They actually listen to their customers.
Let's all be more hanging on. Win a big pizza win this season. And pretzel crust is back with a cheddar cheese sauce and a soft pretzel crust for just $6.
I am here, and now, I am where drivers become legends. And legends become legends. I am Vanguard.
What makes it a tough track to get around?
Probably the restart is pretty challenging with the relocation of the start-finish line.
In the turn 1-2, you know, the BJ one's usually dominant.
You know, at certain times, it's got a lot of grip. A lot of shots in a race, it has no grip. You know, never really comfortable.
The front two lap people will fire off fourth on this restart. Joey Logano. The brass radio.
Keep an eye on Joey. Danny Hamlin behind the 22, our leader.
There'll be 25 to go. Green flag. Helping that team with a big push right there. Mark is going to have to get down in there. 1-5 wide there. Get established on the outside right here, which he did. Going to put him in the lead.
Green restart by Mark Trex Jr. Was when Bubba Wallace was making that move.
Yeah,
kind of a timing thing. We saw that yesterday, as a matter of fact. The guy was coming up from the bottom. It's a tough vantage point on a lot of things. You in the car trying to see if you're clear. And then it's spotter. This is one unique thing about this racetrack for everybody involved. You know, as these guys are going off into turn one on a restart, 3, 4, 5 wide, sometimes I think you saw from the 6 wide yesterday in the Xfinity race, that vantage point from the spotter is not good at all. Same thing coming off of 2.
Fourth place here. Frank Kozlowski still holding back the 2 Edward cars, or at least staying out in front of them. Let's put it that way.
I think the 9 at Chase Elliott's a little bit better than Larson right now. I don't know when the adjustments are in this last set of tires, but it just doesn't seem like Larson's car is quite as quick as it has been. To his rear bumper, lose some luck. Now Larson might be a little bit too high. Yeah, he's going to have to give way.
Got up and then marbles, exactly what you just said, Jeff. Got up too high. Nine turned underneath him.
Well, today will be the day that the usual suspects showed up in force. 6 of the top 7.
Repeater, time out, exit.